I am very happy to call Spud and Julie Dement my friends. I've been a missionary colleague with Spud from day one of my career, actually. He has done more things than he would care to tell you about, except for the good ones. No, I'm just kidding. He's a wonderful man of God, and Spud's going to come and share the word with us this evening. So let's give him a warm welcome as he comes.
Thank you, and hello, my family. I'm so proud of you. I thank God for you often. Since I have this opportunity tonight, I want to commend our pastor for the phenomenal series of sermons that he's preaching to us about the thread throughout the scriptures. It's a remarkable series. And also, I want to give my commendation to the pastoral staff for the wonderful commentary that they're writing on our daily Bible reading each day. We've got a bunch of great students of the Word, and I'm so very proud of them. And I wanted to take that opportunity to commend them and commend you tonight for your effectual, fervent prayers on behalf of the needs that have been on the screen before us tonight. If you have your Bibles, I'd like for you to turn to the first chapter of the book of Ephesians and want us to just look at some of the great, glorious inheritance that we have as the children of the Most High God. When the secretary, Sharon, called me and said, Spud, would you bring a little devotional on Sunday night because Pastor is having some trouble with his vision? I immediately thought of this first chapter of the book of Genesis and what a privilege we have as the children of the Most High God to function in Jesus. You'll notice in this portion of Scripture that in Him is all through this portion of Scripture, in Christ. And that's the reason why we can function in victory and in praise to the glory of God every day of our lives. So let's look together. I'll begin with verse 3 of this first chapter of the book of Ephesians. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. For He chose us in Him before the creation of the world to be holy and blameless in His sight. In love, He predestined us to be adopted as His sons through Jesus Christ in accordance with His pleasure and will, to the praise of His glorious grace, which He has freely given us in the one He loves. In Him, we have redemption through His blood, the forgiveness of sins in accordance with the riches of God's grace that He lavished on us with all wisdom and understanding. And He made known to us the mystery of His will according to His good pleasure, which He purposed in Christ to be put into effect when the times will have reached their fulfillment, to bring all things in heaven and on earth together under one head, even Christ. In Him we were also chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will, in order that we, who were the first to hope in Christ, might be for the praise of His glory. And you also were included in Christ when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation. Having believed, you were marked in Him with a seal, the promised Holy Spirit, who is a deposit guaranteeing our inheritance until the redemption of those who are God's possession to the praise of His glory. May the Lord bless the reading of His word to our hearts. What a powerful portion of Scripture I have just read in your hearing. This first chapter of the book of Ephesians revealed to us many of God's magnificent plans. Some of the greatest themes of theology are mentioned in this portion of Scripture. The study of God, we talk about redemption and adoption and forgiveness and the sealing of each of us who are believers by the Holy Spirit. That wonderful seal of God in our hearts and lives. When you look down through this portion of Scripture, you just notice that God heaps upon us through Jesus our Lord and Savior, blessing after blessing. Every blessing it talks about, and every spiritual blessing it comes to us in Jesus Christ. And I want to pinpoint one or two of those special blessings since our time is almost gone. According to my schedule, we need to be out of here by 7:15. So I just want to take a moment and look at this matter of grace that the Lord gives to us in this portion of Scripture here. He talks about it in verse 6, I think it is, and also verse 8, he talks about this wonderful blessing of grace. We have freely given grace to us. And then it talks about the riches of His grace that is lavished on us. You know, Julie and I often talk daily about the riches of God's grace. There are things that God just heaps upon us day after day that we have no way of deserving any of it, but God just loves to give good gifts and blessing to His children. You know, grace does not depend upon man's will or man's effort. Grace does not come by us in any measure, but it comes to us on God's mercy, according to what I read in the Scripture, particularly in Romans 9:16. The grace of God is freely shown toward those of us who have been in sin. He's brought us out of sin and sickness. God's grace is shown to guilty sinners. It's God showing goodness to persons who deserve only severity. But instead of giving us severity, God provides His grace to bring us out of that, and He grants to us life. You and I deserve the severity of God, and yet He has shown us His marvelous grace. But when the New Testament gospel of grace of our Lord became alive in our heart, we were blessed with wonder and blessed with joy, for it tells us how our judge has now become our Savior. That's grace, folks, God's great grace. It is by grace we are saved. Grace is that sense of the pardon for sin, that we are now in Christ, and that we are now justified. We have that sense of grace from our Lord. Justification is that dramatic transition from the status of a condemned criminal awaiting a terrible sentence to that of an heir awaiting an inheritance, a godly inheritance through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. So I want us to marvel about the grace of God as we live this next week. I want you, after you get through reading some of those Old Testament scriptures and you get just a little bit tired and you want to balance it out with a little touch of something from the New Testament, turn to this first chapter in Ephesians and just mine some of the riches that are in this portion of Scripture that God gives to us. What marvelous grace God has bestowed upon us. Another portion of this Scripture that touches my heart is this matter of God adopting us into His family. Can you imagine where we were before Jesus came into our hearts and lives, condemned in sin and degradation? And yet God, in His love for us, has provided for us in Jesus Christ, the Savior, and our Father Himself has adopted us into His wonderful family. I've been reading some comments from that outstanding writer, I.L. Packer, on this subject. He was commenting on that verse in John 14:6, which says, "No one comes to the Father except through me," of course, speaking of Jesus Christ. And Packer said, "What is a Christian? And of course, all of us here have all kinds of answers that we could give to that question of what is a Christian. But he says, the Christian is one who has God as Father. The Christian is one who has God as Father. Sonship is not universally entered into through natural birth. You just do not enter into sonship through natural birth. It's a supernatural gift which we receive through receiving Jesus as our Lord and our Savior. The gift of sonship are to you ladies of becoming a daughter of the Most High God. It becomes ours not by being born, but by being born again. This is a marvelous gift of God's blessing and His grace. It's not a natural, but it's an adoptive sonship that God gives to you and me. The apostles proclaimed that God so loved those whom He redeemed on the cross that He's adopted them as His sons. We are now, folks, heirs of God, joint heirs with Jesus Christ. Can you imagine what blessings He bestows upon us merely because we are in Christ Jesus, our Lord and Savior? I think we should just take these precious words out of this portion of Scripture, take them home with us, study them for ourselves. I've got a lot of notes that I could share on this, but I'm not going to do it. I just want us to revel in the goodness of what the Lord has provided for us through Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. Look at that portion of Scripture again. Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ. May the blessing of the Lord abide upon you. May His presence go with you through this week. May you shine as lights in a dark world. And may the power of the gospel be used through you to bring the lost to Jesus. In His name I pray, amen.